China's announced countermeasures against restrictions on Chinese media in the United States. Five U.S. media outlets, including Voice of America and the New York Times, have been asked to declare information about their staff, finances, operations, and real estate in China. U.S. journalists working with the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post have been asked to hand back their press cards within 10 days if their credentials are due to expire before the end of this year. An official statement says the move is in response to the restrictions placed on Chinese media and personnel in the U.S. in recent years. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Gong Shuang says China stands ready to provide Serbia with medical supplies and dispatch an expert team to support its fight against COVID-19.
We will stand firmly with the Serbian people and join hands to combat the outbreak. We are willing to provide emergency medical supplies to Serbia, such as masks, respirators, and protective suits. We will send medical teams and share experience in epidemic prevention and treatment.
Serbia is facing challenges as the European Union has restricted exports of medicine and medical equipment. Gong says China and Serbia will work together to overcome these difficulties. He also says China is willing to work with the international community to win the battle against the epidemic and safeguard regional and global public health security. Officials say some vaccines for the novel coronavirus are expected to enter clinical trials in China soon. The vaccines are currently being tested on animals. China's top economic regulator says the country's economy is resilient enough to bear the short-term loss caused by the coronavirus outbreak. Li Hui is with the National Development and Reform Commission.
China has ample policy tools and will roll out relevant measures at an appropriate time to mitigate the impacts brought by the coronavirus.
The NDRC says China will beef up input in the development of key infrastructure such as public health services and 5G networks. So far, over 90% of enterprises have resumed work nationwide except in Hubei province. The IMF expects China's economy to go back to normal in June. French authorities reported 27 deaths from the coronavirus on Tuesday, raising the total to 175. The country entered its first week of lockdown on Monday to try to contain the outbreak. Jerome Solomon is France's Director General of Health.
In France, we are facing a national epidemic that is progressing fast with a rapid and intense viral circulation zone. Today we have 7,730 cases confirmed by public testing services.
Solomon says close to 700 people are in serious condition. France has tightened its restrictions on free movement. People have been ordered to stay at home and only leave for essential trips such as to buy necessities and to seek medical care. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has told residents to prepare for the possibility of a shelter-in-place order within days. The order would require people to stay at home and minimize outside social contact in efforts to contain the spread of the coronavirus.
I think New Yorkers should be prepared right now for the possibility of a shelter-in-place order. It has not happened yet, but it is definitely a possibility at this point. I believe that decision should be made in the next 48 hours.
The mayor signed an executive order banning ride-sharing and the pooling of customers. He says public hospitals and clinics will soon have the capacity to do 5,000 tests each day. In California, six counties in the Bay Area, including San Francisco and Oakland, have also prohibited people from leaving their homes except for essential trips. In football, Euro 2020 is being postponed by 1 year because of the coronavirus pandemic. European football's governing body made the decision during an emergency video conference involving major stakeholders. The tournament, due to take place from June 12th to July 12th this summer, will now run from June 11th to July 11th of next year. By moving the European Championship, UEFA now has a clash with the Women's European Championship, as well as the Nations League and European Under-21 Championships next summer. UEFA says all three events will be rescheduled accordingly.